Welcome to another edition of Texans Talk. I'm Mark Lane. Thanks for joining us. On today's podcast, we'll be talking with an assortment of Houston Texans. First, we'll start things off with nose tackle DJ Reader. We'll also talk with tight end Ryan Griffin. And we'll talk with Shontrell Henderson, who is vying for one of the tackle jobs, right tackle on the starting offensive line. And then we'll finish things off with Kareem Jackson, who is making the transition from cornerback to safety in his ninth year in the league. It's a very exciting show, and you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned to the podcast as we get things rolling, we get things started. So with that being said, let's just jump right into it. I was out at the Texans 49ers joint practice this week, and I had a chance to catch up with none other than DJ Reader, the nose tackle for the Houston Texans, a guy that Bill O'Brien says doesn't get a lot of recognition. Well, he gets some on the Texans Talk podcast. So let's talk with DJ Reader. All right, Mark Lane with Texans Talk here with DJ Reader, the nose tackle for the Houston Texans, and a guy that J.J. Watt bragged on here in practice the other day. What did that mean to get that kind of praise from J.J.?
Oh, you know, it means a lot. It's my guy, you know, one of my good friends on the team, and sometimes he likes to talk about me, and I enjoy it. You know, I like playing with him. It's good to, you know, whenever one of the greats talks about you, he knows you're doing something right.
I know that the fans probably have a concept of what J.J. does, of what Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Heck, even probably Benardrick McKinney, but what is it that you do as a nose tackle that's pivotal to this defense?
I hold up all those guys and keep those guys clean. They make my job easier, though. They demand a lot of attention, so when they demand a lot of attention, I'm able to get in there and make some plays.
Now, there was a guy that you played behind your rookie season, Vince Wilfork. What did he teach you about being a nose tackle at this level?
Just how to go about the game the right way, how to be a pro, and, you know, how to play that position. You know, it's different from any other position on the field. You got to be selfless, and you got to want to play that position. I think that's what he helped me with the most.
Who are some nose tackles that you watch either around the league or in the past?
You know, Linville Joseph is really good right now. Starla Tulue, Big Snacks up in New York, Brandon Williams, all those guys are good.
And how excited are you to get back some of these guys from injury?
Really excited, you know. Really excited to have the whole team out here and, you know, be able to get out there with my brothers again, you know. You're always down when you got one brother out and one guy missing, so it's really exciting to get all these guys back.
Now, you missed some games due to injury. And J.J. talked about it. I've heard other athletes talk about it as well, the dark place. What is that kind of dark place in isolation from the team when you're injured?
Yourself, and it takes a lot to get out of that place. You know, you can really sink into that place and stay there for a long time. The good thing for me is like with JJ, with their kind of our guys, like, stay around and keep guys up. We include them in the group text. We talk. We go out. We still do things together. So I think that's a really good job that we do collectively.
What's great about joint practices with another team?
You get to see what different teams are doing. You get to practice against different schemes, because, I mean, our scheme is our scheme. You get to practice against that all the time. And then come out here against a new scheme and you get to practice against that, so everything's different. You know, it's not the same guys you're going against. You're going to see different, everybody drafts different type of people, so I mean, everybody's going to have some things that's similar, but with the draft working out, everybody has different type of things, and so you get to play against that.
So far so good?
Yep, really good.
Okay, alright, thanks, we appreciate it. Alright, yeah, there he goes, DJ Reader, right here on Texans Talk. Next, we're going to speak with the guy who sits atop the depth chart as the number one tight end on the Houston Texans offense. That's according to the team's website on the depth chart. It's none other than Ryan Griffin, and we're talking to him right now on Texans Talk.
All right, so about a week ago, you said that you pretty much told your fellow tight ends, hey, get ready, you know, step it up, you might have to be in the game. How do you feel like they responded 20 days in, 14 practices in a preseason game?
They're getting better every day. You know, these guys have a lot of talent, and, you know, their work ethic is great, and they've been out here working every day, and they've been showing the improvements they've been making out here and making plays for. So, you know, they're on the right track, but, you know, it's a long season, so we'll see what happens.
I know everybody likes to see the two touchdown catches that Jordan Atkins had against in the preseason opener against Kansas City, but what are just some other real critical important parts of being a good tight end in this league?
Yeah, Jordan Atkins had a great game against the Chiefs with the two touchdown passes, but, you know, our job description is not just catching the ball, you know, it's blocking the run and picking up pass protections and, you know, knowing where the mic points are. There's a whole lot to the tight end position in this offense, so you know, he's on the right track.
Guys come up to you and ask you for advice?
No, the rookies, you know, they're quiet. So, you know, if I see something wrong, I'm going to let them know, you know, because I want our group to be special. So if they do something wrong, I'll try to get them right. But, you know, they're good rookies.
How's Deshaun looked at this point?
Looks great, you know, just spinning the ball around, making plays.
You excited to play with the quarterback? All right, well, let me back up. Are you excited knowing that you get to go into a season knowing who the quarterback is for once?
Yeah, I mean, we had that with Brock. you know, the quarterback position has been a carousel in my 6 years here, but yeah, I can't control that. All I can do is, you know, go out there and do my job.
And what does it mean to get these joint practices in with the 49ers?
This is where you really get better because, you know, it's a game-like atmosphere out here, and it's intense and it's hot. And guys are, you know, trying to make the team. So it's really good work, and, you know, I'm glad we're going against the Niners.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right, here we are with Kareem Jackson of the Houston Texans. He was a cornerback. Now he's a safety. How's the transition going, Kareem?
It's going pretty good. You know, I decided to make some adjustments to things, but it's going pretty good.
And in integrating with this secondary, you've got Tyrann Mathieu, and Jonathan Joseph's on the other side, and then they're trying to get Kevin Johnson or Aaron Colvin to fill in where you're at. How do you think the new changes are coming in the secondary?
I think it's going pretty good. You know, we got a ton of guys in the secondary that had a lot of experience. So, you know, anytime you got guys with some experience, it should be pretty easy for guys to kind of gel together and, you know, become one unit. But, you know, we're just working towards that every day. You know, every day our goal is to come out here to get better. You know, work on our communication so we all on the same page when it's time for go and play that particular down.
All right, and one last thing. So how do you feel younger out there heading into your ninth season?
I feel pretty good. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to stay healthy throughout my career. You know, it's definitely a blessing for me, my family. But I feel pretty good. You know, like I say, just each and every day I just have to put the work in, you know. I mean, the older you get, you know, the more work you got to put in. So, you know, I live by that, and, you know, as I take the necessary steps to prepare myself for the season.
That's Kareem Jackson. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Mark Lane with Chantrell Henderson, tackle for the Houston Texans. Came over as a free agent from the Buffalo Bills. How do you think the transition's going?
I think it's going pretty good so far, man. You know, just getting to know my teammates, relationship with the coaching staff, and, you know, just working hard on the field every day trying to get better with the guys.
What kind of advantage is there working with a relatively no-name, under-the-radar offensive line like this?
I mean, I don't really see an advantage. You know, I just see it as working with a group of guys just like I did anywhere else I was at and trying to get better as a group. You know what I'm saying?
And what are some things you like from some of the younger guys like Nick Martin and Julian Davenport?
I mean, you know, everybody, those guys are hard workers, man, you know, and they're not like me guys, they're team guys, you know. Everybody's trying to get everybody better. Everybody's staying on top of each other, trying to make sure everybody gets better at their technique and their craft.
On June the 5th of this year in OTAs, your position coach Mike Devlin said that Deshaun Watson made the offensive line better last season in the 6 starts that he had. What is it about Deshaun that could make an offensive line better?
He's an elusive quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He can move within a pocket. You know what I'm saying? He makes things happen with his feet and his arm. You know what I'm saying? He's a real good quarterback.
And what are you working on as you come here to Houston? What is it, the same stuff, or are you trying anything new?
I'm really just, you know, working on my technique. I haven't played much in the last 2 years. Just, you know, as long as I get my technique back right and keep getting back used to the speed of the game, I know that I'll be good once the regular season starts.
Okay, all right. Thanks for joining us, Chantrell. Appreciate it. What great guys, you know, for those players to stop by, give us their time on Texans Talk. And this is what I like about the Houston Texans this year, is I think that they're developing a lot of cohesion across not only the offensive line, but in the secondary with Tyrann Mathieu, who's making an addition, and even though Jackson's going back to safety, though starting out as a cornerback first 8 seasons of his career, it just looks like they're all developing chemistry. And at this point, as it always is when it comes to camp, the defense is ahead of the offense. But, you know, hey, maybe it will be in the regular season too, when you've got this star-studded power that's coming back from injured reserve that's going to be a part of that defense as well. So no wonder. But we want to thank, on Texans Talk, we want to thank Chantrell Anderson, Ryan Griffin, Kareem Jackson, and DJ Reader for giving us their time. We really appreciate it. And so now we get ready for really kind of, it's more like a ceremonial thing, the game with the San Francisco 49ers at NRG Stadium on Saturday. It's more like a ceremonial thing to close out the joint practices, because really, if you talk with Bill O'Brien, he likes the joint practices a lot more than the games, because he likes it in addition because you get the more reps to spread around. And somebody that I think really took advantage of the joint practices with the 49ers this week was Braxton Miller. And yeah, it had to do with, hey, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, he gets in a fight, and first rep with Jimmy Ward of the first day of practice, and so he's thrown out, and then Braxton Miller comes in and he gets the extra work. So that's some of it, but he just took advantage of his opportunities. So he's my player to highlight this week, and I think he really did a good job. We'll see if in the game he has more than 3 catches for 28 yards like he did against Kansas City. So for Cole Thompson, I'm Mark Lane. You've been listening to Texans Talk, your source for engaging talk on the Houston Texans.